Trip. This is Courtney speaking. I have an email address. So I can look at your account.
Hollyclor, HollyClor at gmail.com.
You said HollyClor?
Yes.
At
gmail.com.
One moment. There's nothing pulling up with that.
Let me spell it again. HollyClor. All one word.
Give me one moment searching, okay?
Sure.
Your first and last name, can you verify the address for me?
Hollyclor, 601 West Center Street, Mumfordville, Kentucky, 42765.
Thank you for the verification. I do see you're a premium annual member, and how can I help you?
I realize that you guys are migrating classes over. I don't think all of mine have been migrated, and I don't have a list of all of them. Do you have a list of the stuff that I've purchased?
No, ma'am. I do apologize about that.
I do know that I had a number of Janet Prey classes. Is she still listed on your platform?
Who you say it was again?
Janet Prey, P-R-A-Y. Are her I noticed that some of her classes were on the site, but none of those are in my content listing.
I'm not familiar with that name.
She's under the sewing portion.
Give me one moment.
I see where she has five classes, and I wanted to double check if she had some other ones as well. Did some of the teachers' classes drop off when you guys switched back?
Yes, ma'am.
That tells me something. Because she had a class on how to make a jacket, and I don't see it there, but I do know that I had some of her other classes, and that's not showing up on my content.
Yes, ma'am. Some of them did leave.
Okay. That tells me what I need to know for that. Okay. I got an email from when I was pressing the buttons on the phone earlier about missing classes. Is that something you do, or do I have to email that email address?
Say that one more time.
Okay. If I am missing some classes, is that something you can solve?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, now that I know that some of the classes are no longer part of the library, that
but
tells me.
All of your classes that you have a blueprint should have transfer over.
Okay. Well, from what you just said, some of the instructors' classes were dropped, and that's the ones I'm not seeing. So are you saying that some of the classes that were offered on Blueprint are no longer offered on Craftsy?
Anything that you have with Blueprint as far as the classes that you have, they should have downloaded on your Craftsy membership. You should still have access to those. We didn't take those away from the customers.
Okay. Well, can you tell if there is a class by Janet Prey? Do you have a list of the classes of hers?
I don't actually have a list of none of the classes. I do apologize.
Okay. Would someone else have that? Because if that's the case, I wanted to double check and see, you know, you buy these classes over the years, and I'm going back and looking at my old emails to see which ones I have purchased. And then when we did this migration, you're thinking, well, didn't I have a class on, you know, this, and this? And it's kind of hard to remember stuff that you bought from two different providers over the course of several years. And I do have some class numbers that said I purchased them last year. Are you able to tell what class it is by the class number?
No, ma'am. I do apologize.
Okay. I think I'm going to have to go through. Can you give me the email address of who I need to send all these classes once I figured out which ones I'm missing? Do you have that email address?
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment.
It was program something. I didn't write it down when they were talking.
Craftsy at program-director.net.
Craftsy. Say it one more time real slow.
Craftsy at program-director.net.
Okay. All right, because I know I had some of her classes, and I'm not seeing those in my list. And I'll ask some questions about, but do you say that some classes were dropped from Blueprint when you all went back to Craftsy? Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll go through some of these and then make a list and send it off to this number. And are you able to take my credit card off of my profile and have nothing there?
No, you talking about remove them all together?
Yeah.
No, ma'am.
Okay. Because I don't necessarily want the auto renew. How do I uncheck the auto renew?
No problem. I can go ahead and get that opt you out of that.
Yeah, because I would like to be able to make the decision when the time comes next year, as opposed to having it auto renewed. So if you could just remove the auto renew, that would be appreciated.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, I'll start looking at my list, and I appreciate your help, sir.
Thank you for calling Crassic Video Membership. You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.